Good morning. This is The Morning Show with news from the center, keeping you in touch with the community. I'm Ron Fruit. Strange days at summer camp. That's the topic of our discussion on the program today as we get you ready to enjoy the fall drama production at Richland Center High School. It's coming up Friday and Saturday, November 11th and 12th at 7 o'clock both evenings at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. All tickets will be sold right at the door. The production is directed by Pam Kentz. The assistant director is Gretchen Knabel. And I hope that you'll choose to attend and support the students as they present Strange Days at Summer Camp. We begin our conversation getting you ready to enjoy the fall drama production as we visit with Pam Kentz. Pam, the opportunity to say to the community, come and watch us do a production. Come and have live theater. It's good news after the last few years, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And of course, we did do a musical last year, but it is good to get back to a play and the differences in the play and comedy and so forth, and for the community to come out and hear it.
Well, tell us about the play you've chosen and why we will enjoy it.
Well, it's definitely a play of comic relief. If you want to laugh, there's some really good things to laugh at. It's not a real serious musical. It's not a real serious play, but it's a fun one to do. And it takes place at this summer camp called Camp I Love My Mom. Camp I Love My Mom. That's the title of it. And this owner and his daughter have owned this for 25 years. It's been in their family long before that, but they're in financial straits. And there's a guy with a lot of money who wants to get his hands on the place. And he wants to tear it down and make it into other stuff. And so he hires some bad guys to take the place of the counselors, and they're really terrible, and they try to tell the campers how to do everything, and they're bumbling idiots. And they make it a lot of comic relief in what they do and how they do it, but they are trying to take over the camp, and in the end result, of course, they don't win. But all the bumbling, the stumbling that takes place along the way is what makes it fun.
You've had some productions like that recently where they're just a hoot. Do the young people enjoy being a part of a play like that?
I think so. I think it's easier to make people laugh than to feel sorrow and sad emotions. And I just think it's easier for kids to do that.
Did you have enough people to be able to do all the parts, and was this a production that worked well from that angle?
Yes, it calls for 24 parts, and we actually have 27. We added one place. It was one boy who was a camper. We turned it into three brothers. Comical. When you see them, you'll understand why it's comical. But three brothers instead of one person. And one other place we added something else, so it ended up at 27, I believe. 26 or 27. And which is plenty to work with. Trickier to mic them all up, because everybody really needs a mic and we don't have that many, so I'm not sure how we're going to pull that all off yet. But there were a few more that tried out than what we could use, and so we added them all in, so anybody tried out actually made the play.
Which is nice. To be inclusive as a director is a great privilege, isn't it?
It's nice to be able to do that. Now, musicals, that's easy, because they can all sing and dance and do the crowd scenes. But in a play, it's a lot more difficult to add the extra characters.
What has been the most challenging part of getting this production ready for the community to enjoy, Pam?
Working around everybody's work schedule. One student said, well, I just got hired at Walmart, and I work every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. And we practice every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. I'm like, when are we going to practice with you? Well, I got Wednesday and Fridays free. And I'm like, yeah, but we're not practicing with everybody else those days. So we've had to work a lot. And then the sports originally. But right now we're kind of between seasons, so I've got all the students that way. But it's the work schedules. And I'm not blaming the kids for working. It's just they work so many nights during the week, and we just can't get them.
I think, though, it's really enjoyable for the community to come out and see the young people in these kinds of circumstances, Pam. One, I think the encouragement as a community that we can give is great, but it's just wonderful entertainment.
It is. It is. And it's good to see the kids maybe in a different position than you would typically think of them being in. Maybe they're playing a serious part and you've never seen that person that way. Or maybe they're just comical as all get out and you're like, wow, I never see that side of them at home, you know? I mean, so it's fun to get them out of their own character and be somebody different. And that's what we keep telling the students. You can't be yourself on stage. You are not you. You are somebody else.
You're acting, aren't you?
You're acting. You have to be somebody else here.
I suspect that everyone else is like I am, but I can think back to students that you've placed on stage and they've just made me laugh. And when I think of them, I think of them on the stage mm-hmm. doing a production,
mm-hmm.
Pam.
Mm-hmm.
What a tribute to them.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Or I remember something funny they did in choir and it just sticks in my mind over and over and over for the years, you know. Same
Sounds
idea.
Good. Final word you'd like to be able to share to encourage us to come and enjoy a strange day at summer camp?
Well, we're doing one student performance on a Wednesday. We have a parents' night on the Tuesday, the 7th. That's just for the parents of the people, and that's like our first performance. So the next morning is the students. And then on November 11th and 12th, it's at 7 o'clock. We're doing it just the two nights, no Sunday matinee. So.
And tickets all at the door, I assume, right?
Yeah, and I think we're going with $5 and $3. $5 and $3.
I know it's a lot of work, but thank you for giving the students the opportunity to you and them. Best wishes for an outstanding event.
Thank you. It's fun to work with them. It's fun. We did a lot of laughing last night. We have some nights we just walk away and we just, Gretchen and I look at each other and we just laugh, you know, because they do such stupid things.
That's the fun of theater, though, isn't
it? Yes, it is.
Pam Kintz has been our guest on this part of the program today on WRCO Radio. Ben Stoll and Ethan Jones join me. They are the bad guys, so to speak. But I'm assuming, Ben, that's just a description of your character. Has nothing to do with either of your personalities. Am I right?
Yeah, no. We're very fun.
Are you having fun with this play?
Definitely. A lot more than I was expecting, actually. There's actually been a couple times where I was like struggling to say my lines because I was actually laughing.
Now, you guys are bad guys. That is what Pam described you as. Tell us what the bad guys are and tell us about your character, Ben.
All right. So I'm Ricky. I'm with my partner, Scar. We're like the two henchmen of Leland Irving III, and we're trying to take over summer camp by acting as counselors. And so there's a lot of fun stuff we get to do with the campers.
My guess is you're not a stellar counselor, right?
We're not.
What's the most challenging part of playing Ricky?
Probably learning all like the hand mannerisms and everything. We have a lot of movement along with our lines that we have to be very, we have to exaggerate all of our movements because, you know, it's a show. So.
Sure. Now, are you and Scar similar? Or do each one of you have a little bit different character role to help this play move along?
That's the funny part about it is the contrast. He's pretty big, and I'm just the little guy. And
so in part, you were typecast, weren't you?
Yeah. I like to think of it as like the hyenas from Lion King.
That is awesome. Have you been in productions before, Ben?
Only one last year when we did the musical.
What, of course, COVID, I know, has had an impact on that. But what caused you to come forward this fall and say, I want to be a part of this production?
Well, last year it was just friends kind of roped me into the theater. So this year, I just remember I had fun last time, so figured I might as well.
I know you're involved in a number of other activities here at school, including student council. Why do you see having a drama opportunity like this being important for students in school, Ben?
I think it very much broadens their just abilities, even like socially. Probably helps performing in front of a lot of people. Probably helps in your daily life just talking to people, especially after COVID and everything. It's probably easier to get out of that this way.
Are you looking forward to opening night?
I'm a little nervous, but yeah.
It will go well. Of course, we're recording ahead. You've got a lot of nights to practice yet, but best wishes and thanks for being a great guest. How do you see this opportunity impacting your future and helping you achieve, you know, your student goals here at RCHS, Ben?
I don't know if I tie it that much to me being a student. I just do it because it's fun, but I mean...
More of an experience then during your school
and
time.
It might, I guess it might affect things just because if I'm having fun during the school year, I might just do better overall, but...
So Broadway isn't your goal?
No.
Best wishes. Hope that it's a great time at summer camp for you. So let's slide that microphone right over for Ethan if we can. Thank you. Ethan, welcome to the program today. Ethan Jones plays the role of Scar. So how many productions have you been in before, Ethan?
Only one. Last year's musical was the first
really?
One I've been in.
Was it an enjoyable experience, and did that help you bring you back for Strange Days at summer camp?
Yeah, definitely. Last year was a lot of fun, had a lot of friends in the play, and this year I think it's basically going to be the same thing, having a lot of fun.
So is Scar a great big tough guy in this production?
Yeah, he's supposed to be like the big, tough, strong, dumb guy is what I'm supposed to be.
So it means that it really calls you into play to do acting, doesn't it?
Yeah, I got to change a lot of mannerisms and how I speak just to fit it.
I was going to say, do your lines tell us who you are, or is it the acting that you will do, Ethan, that will help us understand who you are, who Scar is?
Kind of both. I mean, a lot of the lines are kind of like built around me being not that smart and not good at stuff, but the way I try to portray it will definitely help a little bit.
Are you having fun?
Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun with this. I can pretty much put in whatever I want to do. It's a lot of fun doing this.
Now, my guess is you'd never heard of Strange Days at Summer Camp before this was presented.
No, I had not.
Do you find it, I mean, was it funny when you started to read through and thought, okay, got to learn these lines? Did you find yourself entertained?
Yeah. Going through, I found where Scar was in all the parts, and I thought it was hilarious how he just like was falling all the time. It was funny to read.
What's the biggest challenge of really bringing Scar to life on stage, Ethan?
I'd say that one of the biggest challenges is trying to work with all the people around me, because I'm not very smart during Scar, and so I have to try to dumb myself down and then walk slow, talk slow. It's kind of hard to time some of the stuff out around that.
Is it hard not to laugh?
Yes, very. Every single rehearsal we've done, I've started laughing because of what me and Ben have done.
But my guess is when it's opening night, that's supposed to be in the rearview mirror, right?
Yeah, it is.
If somebody came up to you, Ethan, and said, should I go out for drama? Should I consider being in a musical, being in a play? What advice would you give them and why?
I'd say yes. And I'd tell them, try to be, you know, open-minded to whatever part you get or whatever kind of play or musical it is, but it's definitely an experience to just try out and just try it. Yeah,
it's a lot of work though, isn't it?
Yeah, you gotta memorize, you gotta go to every rehearsal. If you don't go to rehearsals, you're gonna be lost all the time. It's just definitely a big commitment.
What are you looking forward to most as you get ready to present Strange Days at Summer Camp?
I don't know, just the performances. They're just fun. I mean, it's a lot of work, of course, because just a lot of performances in a lot, really short time, but it's really fun to do stuff like that, and I think a lot of people should try it.
Is it nerve-wracking to do the student performance where it's all your peers in the audience as opposed to the community and parents?
Honestly, I think the student performance is easier for me just because I know most of them, and I feel like I could mess up and make a joke out of it and everyone would laugh.
Good perspective. Best wishes in your role as Scar. Ben, to you as Ricky, thanks for being our guests on the program today. It is now time to introduce you to the villain, and we're going to visit with Mason Levy to be able to do that. He plays an interesting role in this production. Is it going well for you, Mason?
Yeah, it's actually going quite well.
Going well, and is it enjoyable?
It is very enjoyable to be able to yell at everybody on stage.
And be rich?
Yeah, to be rich as well.
Well, tell us about this gentleman that you play, and just help us understand the role, because you have a lot of lines, don't you?
Yeah, I do. He's a very rich man, and, well, he wants to buy the summer camp to utilize the land for multiple reasons for his 4-stage plan, which you would find out when you come see it. And then the campers and everyone doesn't really want it to be sold, and it's just a big fiasco.
So you're kind of a scoundrel then.
Yeah, I am.
So other than learning the lines, which you have a lot of, what is the challenge of playing Leland?
I honestly think it's being angry, because I'm not really an angry person. I think try to get a raspy voice as well, but I do it somehow, and it turns out good.
So are you angry the whole time, Mason?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Were you familiar at all with this production? I'm going to guess you'd never heard of it when it was introduced.
No, I've never heard of this play at all.
So when you read through it, what were your impressions, Mason?
I was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, oh, that's funny. Yeah, just kind of like that. And then it tied together at the end.
Did you want to be Leland?
I honestly just went in just with, oh, whatever part she gives me, I'll be fine with. And then I end up with the villain. I was like, oh, okay, that's kind of cool.
Was it hard to learn all the lines?
Yeah, it's always a difficult process. But as you go through it, practice more and more, you start to know the lines, and it helps when you get the movements in, because then you know which line to say at what part.
Are you pleased with the way everything is coming together?
Yeah, I am. It's really good so far.
So if I'm sitting in the audience, will I find lots of things to laugh at as I watch Strange Days at summer camp?
I'd say so, yeah.
What will I think about you?
I don't think
not you... Not personally, as Leland then, yeah.
I think you guys would not like my character. It's the villain, but greedy old man doesn't really go good.
Have you done productions before, Mason?
Yeah, I've done a few at the high school and then one with a community play.
What made you step forward and say, I want to be a part of the cast? I would take any part that I have.
Well, I guess it started a few years ago, my freshman year, where I kind of just, my friends and I just were all like, oh, this is kind of cool. Let's just try out for the play. And we got good roles, which was nice. And then every year after that, we tried out just with the mindset, whatever part we get, we'll be grateful for. And that's a good mindset to have, because then you just don't get disappointed. And then you're just, it's always a fun time.
Well said. Very well said. What's most rewarding for you in being a part of a drama production, Mason?
At the end, when it all comes together, it's really nice to see the audience reaction. And then knowing the performance came together when, like, a month ago, it was just nothing was there. Yeah.
It's rewarding then, isn't it? Well, best wishes as you play Leland, and we'll wait and see what your skeevy or your demon plot is or your devious intentions are when we come and see the production.
Thank you.
Sounds good. You're welcome. Thanks for being on, Mason. Cam Schultz is with us today. She plays the role of Priscilla. Cam, welcome. It's good to have you on the air. So why did you come forward and say, I want to be a part of this production?
I just love to act, and I thought it'd be a good idea to do.
So you've been on stage before. Mm-hmm. What's compelling about it? What makes it fun?
I think just watching like the people react and just enjoy it, and just, I guess, being with friends too, really good part about it.
Because you almost become a family on stage. I mean, it's almost like a team in sports or whatever it happens to be. This is that unique opportunity then, mm-hmm. isn't it? Well, tell us about your character and why her role is important to Strange Days at Summer Camp.
Well, Priscilla is the accountant to Leland Irving III, and she's always scared of him. Like, he's constantly yelling at her. It's just, she's kind of like, make sure that he's still sane, per se.
So do we like you and feel sorry for you then in this production?
I'd say so.
What's the most difficult part for you in bringing Priscilla to life on stage,
Pam? I have to be very professional. Because I'm trying not to lose it sometimes.
So do you have any lines that are any of your lines humorous? Or is it the interactions between you and Leland that produce the humor?
I'd say the interactions are probably more humorous because he's constantly yelling at me. I get hit. I get water thrown at me. It's just...
Well, you got a premium part, didn't you?
Yeah.
For you, if you were, someone said, Cam, should I be in a production? What would you tell them to try to bring them into the theater family?
I would say yes, because it's honestly, you're going to remember it for a long time. Like, I still think of, like, plays that I've been in and musicals that I've been in. Like, I still think about it.
They have a lasting impression, don't
mm-hmm.
they? Are you pleased with the way things are coming together?
I think so. It's going pretty good.
So if I'm in the audience, you know, tell me what you expect me to think about when I leave. You know, what will I most remember about Strange Days at Summer Camp when I leave the production?
Probably just, like, all the laughs and just, like, all the good scenes, just the plot, too. I think it's just really good.
Do many of the characters have funny parts? Or, I mean, does almost everybody in some way, shape, or form bring humor to the stage?
Everybody in every way, shape, or form brings some form of humor. It's really good.
Is it a complicated set?
Not really.
So does it kind of portray, will we feel like we're at summer camp when we're watching?
I think so.
Now, why should I come?
I think you should come because it's going to be absolutely hilarious. It's going to be great.
Is it something that, I know the answer to this, but it's something you can really be proud of too, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Yeah. So what are your future plans, Cam?
I think I want to go to college and be an interior designer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How do you see being involved in production, be it a musical or being in a play like Strange Days at Summer Camp, benefiting you as a student and potentially, you know, setting you up to succeed the rest of your life?
I would say very good socializing, a lot of creativity, just like really working with people. That's probably the best thing you can do.
Sounds good. Well, good luck to both of you. Might your relationship be... even better when it's over than what it is during the play, from the way it sounds. And just best wishes for a lot of fun and good times. How could you have a summer camp without counselors? And we have three of them to join us in this preview as we get ready for Strange Days at Summer Camp. Hannah Zumach, Madison Meyer, and Mirabella Carpenter are with us right now. I'm not surprised to see the three of you in a production under any way, shape, or form. In fact, I'd be surprised if you weren't. Mirabella, it's been a great tour for you, hasn't it, to be a part of drama while you've been in high school?
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorite things to do in high school. It's just always such a fun time to put together the shows.
Are you liking this one, and how are things going with your role?
Well, this show is definitely a little bit more unique, but it's really fun and upbeat, especially our parts, so I'm really excited to play.
So when we think of a camp counselor, are you anything like we might conjure up in our mind of a camp counselor?
Probably exactly what you would think and more.
So tell me who your character is and some of the things that she brings to the production.
Well, my counselor's name is Candy, and she's, you know, like your run-of-the-mill camp counselor, very energetic, very peppy, and she's always got a smile on her face, jumping around, and just
so
has an overall
Mirabella,
good attitude.
Isn't she?
Yeah, pretty much.
What is the challenge in playing this role then, Mirabella?
Well, we've got like kind of cheers that the three of us do together. So we've got to just figuring out how we want to do, you know, what kind of inflection we want to do and how we want to say the cheers is kind of our main challenge.
For you, when you first looked at the script, what was your impression?
I thought it was kind of funny. It was a little odd at first, but then once I got to the end and kind of got the idea of it, I think it's just a fun show.
Are you interested in what the reaction will be for like the student audience when you do that performance and how that will compare to the community audience?
Yeah, well, the student performances are always some of my favorite performances to do just because sometimes they really get into it and you can tell like if they like it or if they don't like it because there's just so much more like reactions from the students. So it's definitely, I love doing the student performances.
I would assume it'd make you more nervous to be in front of your peers, but it doesn't.
It is a little bit more nerve-wracking just because you'll definitely be a little judged if you mess up or do something, but it's always fun because the students are always really great about performances and playing along with us.
And my guess is that, like you said, their enthusiasm comes out in a variety of ways.
Yeah, it sure does.
When all is said and done, what do you hope we as audience members remember and think about and talk about when we leave Strange Days at Summer Camp?
I think I want you to be taken back to your days at summer camp and think, it was a little bit odd.
I just wish I could have had a counselor like Candy, right?
Right.
Mirabella, best wishes. I hope you have not only a lot of fun, but a very successful run in your role in this production.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you. Hannah Zumach is up next. Let's slide that mic over for you, Hannah. Welcome. It's good to have you on the air again. How long did you think about saying, should I try out? Shouldn't I try out? Did you just instantly go or did you drag your feet?
I remember right at the beginning of this year, I was like, it's my senior year and I don't want to have any regrets. And I've loved drama ever since my freshman year. And so I was like, that wasn't going to change. And so I knew for sure I was going to go out.
Well, of course, COVID interrupted your high school, you know, schedule for production. Does that mean that, I mean, do you pour a little bit more into these, given that these are the only opportunities you have, Hannah?
Absolutely. I definitely appreciate it more now that I'm here, because for the amount of time I wasn't able to be here and participate in that, I definitely missed it and the community that it brings. So I definitely take it all in while I'm here.
What makes Strange Days at Summer Camp a good production to do for a high school production?
There's so many different roles, and while there's adults and kids, they all have like the same common interests where they're all at this camp, and some people are more interested in it and others, some people have different perspectives, but they all come together to run this camp and to essentially save it. And so I think that's the best part of the story, is because that also holds the community aspect that we have both within the play and then outside of it.
What is your character's name? And tell us all about her.
So my character's name is Sammy. She's a camp counselor as well. She is also just very energetic, very like typical camp counselor, wants all the campers to be involved and present and happy to be there.
So she's Hannah.
Yeah, I mean, she's happy to be there and wants everybody else to feel the same way.
What's the biggest challenge in playing your role?
I would say kind of maintaining the always upbeat, especially because it gets exhausting. We have a lot of like mirrors and we have a lot of cheers to do, and we have to be the ones like holding the camp together. And so it gets a little exhausting, but I love it.
So if Sammy wasn't in the production, what would we miss? You know, what does she bring?
I think Sammy brings the campers closer together, because at first it's a little like, oh, like a little much for everybody, because if you've never been to a summer camp, you like don't know what to expect. But then when it's gone, when Sammy is gone in the play, they begin to miss what like the camp counselors brought. And so it's all about like the sense of comfort and bringing like people that enjoy what they're doing to be able to help you while you're gone at summer camp or wherever else.
Are you pleased with the way things are coming together?
For sure. Absolutely, yeah. It's a fun experience to see from the beginning to the end.
I mean, there are times, and some of the conversations I've already had, people have had trouble not laughing.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a challenge for the three of you, too?
Well, yeah, it's definitely strange days at summer camp. So, yeah, definitely.
Just thinking about, I want to ask you the same question I've asked others, and that is, when we leave after watching this production, what do you hope we talk about? What do you hope we remember or laugh about?
I hope it brings, like I said, the sense of community, and like not just summer camp like in this play, but like all over, because we all suffered through COVID. It kind of shows like a group of people coming together with one common goal to protect something they love. And I really think that's an important theme throughout the play. And I think that will be really important for everybody to talk about after they leave.
I hope you have a ton of fun, and it's just the most successful opportunity you can imagine.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Hannah. Also with us today is Madison Meyer. Madison, welcome. It's good to have you on the program today.
Hi.
Was it easy for you to decide I want to be a part of a production?
Yeah, I guess it was never really something I thought about doing like in middle school or anything, but my sister Megan was always super into like musicals and plays and everything, and so my sophomore year, it would have been, because I was online for COVID my freshman year, but my sophomore year, my sister was a senior and we were in the musical together, or she was in the musical, and she's like, Madison, you should go out. And I was like, but she convinced me to do it. And then I had such a fun time, and it was just so much fun, like working with everybody and just like people that you don't think come together to make a play. And then you become like this little mini family. And then at the end of the show, you're like, oh my gosh, I never talked to these people before. And now I just have like a bunch of people that I now know through this. So yeah, I think it's just really fun. It's a great way to meet new people and just like, you really get to know them, because people's personalities come out when you're spending so much time with them trying to put together a play. So I think it's just really fun.
I think that's the dividend and reward that everybody that I interview that's in a theater production talks about, is the friends you make and the solid relationships that just can't be made any other way.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about your character, whose name is, and why she is special.
Well, my character's name is Stevie. It was supposed to be a guy, but we switched it up. So it's Steve out of nine, make it Stevie. But it also has another little mix up with my torn meniscus. So we are adding that into the play too. So I think it's just, yeah, she just adds like an extra little tidbit that you wouldn't necessarily expect. Typically, counselors have to be on their feet and doing stuff. And so just showing that like, you know, you can still do that, even on crutches or whatever.
It was kind of the elephant in the room when you walked in. I'm thinking, am I going to ask Madison about this or not? I mean, that's pretty creative, though, isn't it? I mean, and you can use it to your advantage to a certain extent as a cast and production crew, can't you?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Still kind of nervous about how we're going to go about walking backstage without announcing to everybody that I am walking backstage, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it, I guess.
We've been able to pick up some of the tidbits about what's going on, you know, through this production, Leland's less than scrupulous, you know, intentions. As counselors, and I don't want to give anything away, but as counselors, do you know what's going on, or do we watch you become enlightened as the play goes on?
I would say, yeah. At first, you don't go to counsel a summer camp and think something bad's going to happen. Yeah. So, but I think, yeah, you watch us realize we might be in a little bit of trouble here, but then you watch us figure it out and come around in the end and figure it all out and get back to the way it's supposed to be.
I know there are students, you really enjoyed the musical, you mm-hmm. know, and having that chance to sing for some is just, you know, feels great on stage. For others, not so much. For you, would you rather be in a musical or is being in a play where you're, you know, having the role that you have pleasing? Or does it make any difference?
Yeah, I would say that, not to diss a play or anything, but a lot more has to go into a musical just with, sure. like, coordinating the dances and the singing and getting all the parts down. Like, it's a lot more than the lines are for a play because it's just an added aspect to add in songs and dances. So I would say that kind of brings everyone together more and you just get to know people a lot more and spend a lot more time together, which can be a good and a bad thing depending on who's in the play, but it also takes more time. But I'm not a huge fan of singing by myself in front of other people, so I do like that part of a play where I don't have to worry about, you know, solos or anything, but I'd say they're both really good.
What do you hope we remember and talk about and think about when we leave Strange Days at Summer Camp?
I hope that you can just really, if you know the characters or the cast members who are playing the characters, I hope it'll just be really funny watching them personally bring their characters to life. Because I know it's really funny for us. Half the reason why we struggle not to laugh sometimes is just knowing the person behind the character that they're playing. And it just, it's another added layer of humor if you do know the characters. It's still funny nonetheless, but I hope you just, you can see that and just adds another layer to it.
Is there a chance we will leave and think, oh, if I could have just had a summer camp with three counselors like these guys?
Oh, yeah, we're the best.
I think you will be, and I certainly enjoy the chance to have you on the air. Best wishes in Strange Days at Summer Camp, and thanks for being on. And last but certainly not least, we move to the campers in A Strange Days at Summer Camp production here at Richland Center High School. Joe Opte and Ryan Chambers are our guests on this part of the program. Joe, let's begin with you. Why did you want to be in a production here at the school?
I just wanted to try something new. I had never been in a play before this, so.
This is your first one?
Yeah.
So how's it going?
That's pretty good. It's kind of difficult at sometimes to remember parts, but once you get a hang of it, it gets easier.
Did you care what part you got, or was it just, I'm going to try out, and wherever I land, I land?
I was trying for a higher part, which is what I got, but I didn't really mind as long as I got in the play.
So tell me about your character and what your character brings to Strange Days at Summer Camp.
My character is Winston, and he's supposed to be the pampered rich kid who thinks he's, like, better than everybody else. And he is, like,
is he a little snooty, is
he? Yeah, he, like, keeps his nose up high.
Is that the challenge? Because I'm guessing that your actions on stage may speak louder than your words, Joe.
Yeah.
So tell us about how you've brought this character to life and how you're going to make sure that we know that you're that snooty rich kid.
I'm probably going to, like, puff out my chest and, like, talk with, like, a bit of a, like, condescending tone.
Mm-hmm.
Toward people.
So you'll be a bit arrogant?
Yeah.
Will we find you funny? Will we like you, or will we dislike you?
That'll probably change through the play.
Okay. Do you change? I don't want to ask you too much, but do you change throughout the play?
Yeah.
You do? All right. Bit. Awesome. Are you pleased with the way things are coming together, and is this initial theater experience that you're having, you know, an enjoyable one for you, Joe?
Yeah, it's been great fun.
Good. What have you enjoyed the most?
I just like being able to interact with everybody and see how the different parts are working together.
Well, my guess is you'd never, you know, seen or heard anything about Strange Days at Summer Camp before this came along.
No, I'd never heard of it.
What was your reaction, you know, to the text, to the script?
I thought it was pretty funny.
You did?
A lot of it.
Are you pleased with how the other characters in the play are bringing their roles to life?
Yeah, they're doing pretty well.
Is it hard not to laugh at them?
Sometimes.
What? This is a question I've asked almost everybody, and that is this, Joe. What do you hope I remember and think about after I've watched Strange Days at Summer Camp?
I hope that you remember that it's a funny play.
Just that I've had something to laugh about.
Yeah.
What do you want me to remember about your character?
I guess that he's interesting.
Interesting?
Yeah.
Sounds good. Well, best wishes. I hope it turns out to be a great experience. And is it something you think you'll do again?
Probably.
Yeah. Good. Well, I hope so. Best wishes. I hope that you have a lot of fun in the production.
Thank you.
Let's slide that. Ryan, just grab that microphone and we'll slide it over for you. Ryan Chambers is up next. Ryan is a senior here at Richland Center High School. You are no stranger to the stage. Was it an easy choice to come back and say, I want to do this?
Yeah, Miss Kent swindled me into it again.
So she was a head recruiter, huh?
Yes.
Tell me about your role as a camper.
My name is Billy, and he is a veteran camper, you could say. He's been to 12 other summer camps, and they're crazy camps like yarn camp, casserole camp, like just any random thing that you can think of he's probably been experienced with at a summer camp.
Is that reflected in your lines?
Yes. I did get a little teaser there.
Is it a fun role for you to play?
Definitely. I'm a bit of a nerd around like everything, but I know my stuff and I think I have a great job in playing it.
So do the two of you, you and Joe, have interactions between your characters where you're both campers or not?
Yes, right out of the bat, that's what we have, is me and Joe talking.
So do you work with, do you have interactions with the counselors then too?
Yes.
So I'm curious, Ryan, as I'm thinking about all these characters that I've had a chance to talk to, are there like different segments? Because obviously Leland and his dealings aren't the same as what you're concerned with as a camper. Are there different things going on at different times so that, you know, we have different things to think about as an audience member?
Yes, there's a lot of scene changes and there's a lot of different settings in there. And there's just a lot of different interactions between, I guess, between the counselors and the campers, and then with Ricky and Scar, and then with Irving. It's just, there's a lot of scene changing, a lot of panning around. So,
what makes this funny? Is it the way the actors act? Is it the lines that you deliver? Or is it the combination of the two, Ryan?
It's definitely the combination of the two. Because if you have a line and an actor doesn't bring it to life, it's not as fun. But when you have a great line that's there and you have the actor that's willing to just branch off of that and expand on that, it's amazing.
Are you pleased with the way things are coming together?
Yes, I am most definitely pleased.
What makes you most proud of this production, and particularly as a senior? You know, taking nothing away from the underclassmen. but as a senior, isn't it important to you that you really go out in a strong note?
Yeah, considering it's my last performance, the best way to end on it is just to make the best memories and to just have the most fun you can with this production.
When you look back on your drama career here at Richland Center High School, what will you remember most, knowing that you haven't presented Strange Days at Summer Camp yet?
I would say getting drafted into the musical last year, 3 days before the performance week started happening. So yeah,
because that was really quite a transition,
yeah,
for you, wasn't it?
Definitely.
For which you did very, very well.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
What do you hope we will remember about your character and about Strange Days at Summer Camp when we leave the theater?
Probably the annoying lisp you're going to hear.
From you?
Yes.
Can we get a sample?
Let me think of a line. I just say something like, dude, you're in the forest, and Shelly and Candy and Sammy and Stevie. I'm literally just going to sound like Daffy Duck the whole time.
But then to project and still to talk like that is a challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm probably going to have a retainer in my mouth to make it even better.
Well, if you've been to casserole camp, why not?
Yeah, exactly.
If your job today, Ryan, was to go to underclassmen, be it at the intermediate school or, you know, the middle school here, younger students, and convince them to be in drama, what would your approach be?
I would say to these kids, I would say just the first thing you want to do is just be happy, be energetic, and then the rest is just so easy after that.
Would you promise them fun?
It would always be fun. There would never be an out of time where it wouldn't be fun.
Best wishes to both of you. I look forward to your performances and hope that you enjoy, you know, this opportunity to entertain the community with Strange Days at Summer Camp. Thanks for being on the air.
Thank you, Mr. Fruit.
Thanks to all of our guests here on The Morning Show today, and best wishes to Pam Kentz and Gretchen Knable as they lead students in Strange Days at Summer Camp. You can mark your calendar right now for Friday and Saturday, November 11th and 12th, beginning at 7 o'clock at the Richland Center High School Auditorium.